Section. Context. This is the third post in a series about running a Unity simulation headless in Docker. 1. Running Unity headless in Docker with GPU rendering and RTSP streaming. Got the simulation running with camera streams. 2. From Magenta to Desert. Fixing cross-platform Unity terrain rendering. Fixed broken shaders and materials from cross-platform asset bundles. After those posts, the simulation rendered correctly, buildings had textures, the streaming cameras showed proper imagery, and material shaders were fixed at runtime. But two things still looked terrible. The sky, a flat, solid blue rectangle. No sun, no clouds, no gradient. The terrain beyond the asset bundle, a uniform brown void extending to a hard edge where the mesh ended. This post documents the journey from functional but ugly to looks like a real desert, entirely with baked assets that work in air-gapped environments. Section, the problems. Section, problem 1, solid color sky. The streaming cameras use camera clear flag skybox, which should render the skybox material behind all geometry. Unity's built-in skybox slash procedural shader generates a sky gradient with a sun disk based on the scene's directional light. What I saw, a uniform flat blue rectangle, identical from every angle. Root cause, took hours to find in simple camera capture.late update. The camera properties were being forced every frame before rendering. This was leftover from an earlier workaround for Magenta rendering. It overrode the skybox clear flags milliseconds before camera render, so no skybox shader ever executed. The procedural sky was set up correctly, it just never rendered. Fix, remove the per-frame override. Let the camera's clear flags be set once during initialization and stay as skybox. Section, problem 2, brown terrain void. The simulation uses a pre-built terrain asset bundle that covers a small area, 2 km. Beyond the bundle's mesh edges, there was nothing. The camera rendered the ground color of the skybox, creating a hard brown band at the horizon. Fog matched to sky color. Terrain shaders from the bundle didn't support Unity's built-in fog, so the fog only affected some objects. Reducing camera far clip hid the brown band but also clipped visible buildings. Loading a six-sided cube map skybox, the textures didn't load in headless builds, rendering magenta. Section, the solution, baked environment assets. Section, step 1, satellite imagery from tile servers. I downloaded satellite imagery tiles from a public tile server, Esri World Imagery, and stitched them into a single texture. At zoom level 13, each tile covers 5 km. A 13 by 13 grid gives 65 km coverage. Stitching with Python and Docker, since the host didn't have image magic. Section, step 2. SRTM elevation data. For real topography, I downloaded SRTM shuttle radar topography mission, 30-meter resolution elevation data. SRTM tiles are freely available and cover most of the Earth's surface. Extract and convert to a Unity-compatible height map. Important, the height map texture must have is readable, one in its .meta file, otherwise Unity can't call get pixels at runtime. Section, step 3. World space terrain shader. The naive approach of applying the satellite texture to terrain meshes with UV tiling created ugly repeating rectangular patches. The fix, a custom shader that maps texture coordinates based on world position instead of mesh UVs. World space UVs. Each position maps to a unique texture coordinate. No tiling, no repetition. Desert tint. The satellite imagery includes green agricultural areas that look out of place. A 40% blend toward warm sand tones fixes this. High minimum lighting, max 0.7 NDL, prevents terrain from looking like evening slash shadow. Fog support, multi_compile_fog ensures the shader participates in distance fog. Section, step 4, runtime environment setup. A mono behavior loads everything at runtime, no editor setup needed. Section, step 5, custom panoramic skybox shader. Unity's built-in skybox slash panoramic shader was stripped from headless builds because no material in the project referenced it. Shader.find, skybox slash panoramic, return null at runtime. Solution 1, didn't work, create a .mat file and resources slash referencing the shader by its built-in file ID. The shader compiled, but shader.find still returned null. The built-in shader stripping happens at a different stage. Solution 2. Worked write a custom equirectangular skybox shader. The key insight. Unity object to world transforms the skybox mesh vertex positions to world space directions. Without this transform, the shader sees object space coordinates that don't account for the camera's orientation, producing a static texture that doesn't rotate with the camera. HDR to LDR conversion. The HDRI panorama.HDR radiance format didn't render correctly via Vulkan in headless mode. Converting to tonemap JPEG fixed it. Section NVENC GPU encoding. The simulation runs 3 RTSP camera streams at 1920x1080 at 30fps. With CPU encoding, libx264. Each FFmpeg process consumed 49% CPU, 1.5 cores total for 3 streams. Section, the problem. The bundled FFmpeg binary didn't have NVENC support, but the system FFmpeg from apt did. Section, the fix. The simulation code had a use installed FFmpeg config flag that switches between the bundled and system FFmpeg. Section, results. The CPU savings are significant, 1.2 fewer cores consumed. The render FPS dropped slightly, 23 to 19, because the GPU now handles both rendering and encoding. For most simulation scenarios, 19 frames per second is adequate, and the freed CPU headroom is valuable for other workloads, autopilot simulation, networking, logging. Section, dead ends and lessons. Section 1. Fog doesn't work on all shaders. Unity's render settings.fog only affects shaders that include multi_compile_fog. The terrain asset bundle shaders, converted from HDRP to standard at runtime, didn't include fog compilation variants. Enabling fog with a sky matching color did nothing to the terrain. It only affected a few objects that happened to use standard shader variants with fog support. Section 2. Camera far clip creates hard edges. Setting camera.farclipplane equals 300F did hide the brown terrain void, but it also clipped buildings at the edges of the view and created a jarring hard edge where geometry suddenly disappeared. A gradual solution, fog plus extended terrain, is always better than a hard cutoff. Section 3. Per-frame property overrides are silent killers. The camera clear flag solid color override in late update was invisible. No errors, no warnings. The skybox shader compiled and loaded successfully. The material was assigned correctly, but every frame the camera reset to solid color right before rendering. This cost hours of debugging because every diagnostic showed the skybox was working. Rule: never set camera properties in a render loop unless you're absolutely sure no other system needs to modify them. Section 4. Unity strips and used shaders aggressively. Shader.find, skybox/panoramic. Returns null and builds if no material references the shader. Creating a dummy.mat file in resources/ that references the shader by its built-in file ID, 108, ensures it's included in the build, but only if Unity's shader stripping pass sees the reference. For custom shaders placed in resources/, Unity always includes them. Section 5. HDRI panoramas need tone mapping for LDR pipelines. HDR radiance. .HDR files contain floating point pixel values with a huge dynamic range. Unity's built-in render pipeline in headless Vulkan mode doesn't tone map HDR skybox textures correctly. Pre-converting to JPEG with Reinhard, tone mapping produces reliable results. Section 6. World space UVs beat tiling. Applying a satellite texture with material.set texture scale _ main text, new vector 2, 50-50. Creates an obvious repeating grid pattern. A world space shader maps each vertex to a unique texture coordinate based on its world position, zero repetition, seamless across mesh boundaries. Section, architecture summary. Section, air gap deployment. Everything in this solution works without network access at runtime. Satellite tiles, downloaded once, stitched, baked into the Unity build. SRTM elevation, downloaded once, processed to height map PNG, baked in. HDRI Sky, downloaded once from Polyhaven, CC0 license, tone mapped, baked in. Custom shaders, compiled into the build, no runtime shader compilation. The Docker image contains everything needed. No API keys, no tile servers, no CDN dependencies. Total added asset size, 10 MB, satellite 3.6 MB plus height map, 43 kilobytes plus HDRI 674 kilobytes plus shaders less than 10 kilobytes.